Oasis Audio presents Fear Has a Name by Creston Mapes, read for you by Paul Michael. It's a very long story, but the short version is this. I realized that I could no longer reconcile the claims of faith with the facts of life. I could no longer explain how there can be a good and all-powerful God actively involved with this world, given the state of things. For many people who inhabit this planet, life is a cesspool of misery and suffering. I came to a point where I simply could not believe that there is a good and kindly disposed ruler who is in charge of it. Bart D. Ehrman. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Proverbs 16:4. Chapter 1. The husky man lurking outside the front door of Pamela Crittenden's house carried a black leather satchel like a doctor's bag. Hiding behind a column between the foyer and dining room, Pamela could see the stranger through one of the narrow vertical windows situated on each side of the door. His face was hardened and pasty, with tiny eyes and a thatch of curly red hair. He wore all black, from his t-shirt and leather vest to his jeans and cowboy boots, and he stood uncomfortably close to the door. The doorbell rang a third time. Pamela's head buzzed. Backlit by the mid-afternoon sunlight, the man turned toward the street. Covering half his face with a blocky gloved hand, he shifted his huge frame from one foot to the other. Then he turned and rapped hard at the glass, knocking the wind out of Pamela.
"Who's at the door, Mommy?"
7-year-old Rebecca appeared at the top of the stairs wearing pink plastic high heels.